Okay, so Ben Affleck recently was outed because he went on a campaign to cover up the fact that his great-great-great-grandfather was a slave owner. Apparently, this is such a scandal that he just did not want anybody to know about it. And some of the commentary that I got on our fan page was, well, you know, most white people in America have descendants who were slave owners, so it's really no big deal. No, honey. To be a slave owner, you were like the elite. You were like Bill Gates. You were like Steve Jobs. You were like, this was like the richest of the rich people who owned slaves. The average person did not own slaves. You were considered elite to have slaves because they were very expensive. They were expensive to purchase. They were expensive to maintain. I mean, it's so creepy talking about like human beings, like, you know, they're, I don't know, thoroughbred horses or something, but that's kind of how they were treated. So really, we need to get out of this whole idea that the majority of white people in this country have descendants that are linked in slavery. It's simply not true. Not only is it not true, it's less likely when you think about the Great Migration that happened in the early 1900s, where people from all over Europe came to the United States for a better life. For example, my husband's family has no legacy of slavery at all. They did not set foot in the United States until after 1900. So I know that we can make the argument that, well, you know, if you're white, you benefit from slavery. You know what? Okay. Maybe they have. I mean, the country, it's undeniably, this country was built on the backs of slaves. The country is also built on racial stratification. These are both true. These are privileges that you're born with that you had nothing to do with. It's like if somebody thinks that I'm good looking, I have a privilege. That puts me in advantage of somebody who, that person who thinks that I'm attractive, is less attractive. I'm fit. So perhaps I get privileges because I'm fitter than, you know, somebody who is struggling with their weight. We all have privileges that we just have, that we were born into, and it's not something that we have any power over. So I think that we can talk about white privilege, and we can talk about how that impacts minorities in this country. I think it's an important conversation to have. However, we have to just be really honest and know the history and be accurate, because otherwise, when you have a complaint, when you are asserting yourself, or when you're speaking out on these issues and you say something like the majority of white people have descendants who were slave owners, it just makes it sound like you don't know what you're talking about. So come from a place of being informed and state your case, but understand that you gotta get your facts right. And I hope that eventually we can move on from the discussions that we have about the legacy of slavery and holding people responsible. And I think with Ben, I feel kind of sorry for the guy. I mean, he's worried that people are going to hold him responsible for his great-great-great-grandfather. Like somebody's going to, you know, some slave descendant's going to be like, hey, your grandpa enslaved me. I want reparations. I'm going to sue you because my family was enslaved. I mean, I guess it could happen, but the sins of the father and all that, I mean, I'm not going to be, my mom has issues. My mom has made a lot of people mad in her life. I would really hate that if somebody would hold me responsible for some silly thing that my mother has done. We should all just be judged on individuality. We should all give each other the benefit of being an individual and being a human being that is separate from what any of our ancestors have done in the past. We don't want to be judged. I don't want to be judged on the color of my skin. I don't want to be prejudged. And I think that if you want that benefit, you're going to have to give that benefit. All right, so what do you guys think? Do you think that Ben Affleck should be held responsible for his great-great-great-grandfather owning 25 slaves, which is actually a lot. That was like a lot. He was rich. He was really rich. Is it Ben's fault? I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. I mean, I could be completely off base with this. I'm open to hearing the other side of the argument. So let's talk about it in the comment section. And if you guys have a question for me, if you want me to discuss a topic, you can email me at chrislynn, C-H-R-I-S-T.